saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions or comments at bruce@brucesallen.com. It is time for some political talk with Cheryl and Harley Laban, who served as a political appointee in the George W. Bush administration as a spokesman at the Republican National Committee, and tons of other things. And she's a guest all over the world talking about important issues and politics. And she is my regular guest. And welcome back to the show, Cheryl.
Hey, Bruce. It's so great to be with you this afternoon.
It always is happening. And I'm in your time zone, darling.
Oh, yay. That's right. You're in Boston.
Yes, I'm in Boston. And I got to tell you, I'm incensed. I listened to Jason Chaffetz today at the hearings. I know you didn't get a chance to watch them because you were probably out there doing something important while I was sitting here watching TV. But he was so angry. And passionate and articulate in his expression about these Benghazi revelations and this wonderful retired general who spoke without a lot of rancor, but you could feel his emotion and his anger at our inability or the military's inability to go to the aid of our own and waiting for the State Department. And I keep on hearing Hillary Clinton saying, what matter does it make? I mean, I don't want to shoot her, but figuratively, I would like to shoot her.
Well,
And she's the presumptive nominee? Yeah.
Well, let's continue to... Let me give you some backstory here on this whole Benghazi situation, which kind of erupted with Jonathan Carl from ABC taking on Jay Carney. Understand something, that since the Benghazi terrorist attack happened... Let's be very clear with your listeners, Bruce, that this White House has stonewalled Congress with respect to getting documents. They've refused to answer the questions. We all know, blamed it on a video. But here's the kind of the smoking gun that came out. Judicial Watch, which is a watchdog group in Washington, D.C., and I actually know them quite well, they announced on April 18th that they obtained 41 new Benghazi-related State Department documents, and it also included a newly declassified email showing that a White House official, I can tell you his name, it was then the White House Deputy Strategic Communications Advisor, Ben Rhodes, and other key Obama administration PR people were trying to orchestrate a campaign to, quote, reinforce, unquote, President Obama and to portray the whole Benghazi consulate terrorist attack as being rooted in an internet video and not a failure of policy, okay?
And that, of course, was the unredacted version of the email that they did release before where they crossed everything out.
Right. So these are 41 new Benghazi emails. Now, here's what's very important for your listeners to understand. The emails were released as a result of a June 21st, 2013 FOIA, and for those that don't know what FOIA means, it's Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch against the Department of State to gain access to...
It took them 10 months to...
Yes. This is very important for people to understand the extent and nature of this stonewalling and your government, this White House, refusing to be forthcoming and refusing to cooperate and refusing to give the public information, and I might add, those four families who lost their family members, okay? So let me finish. So June 21st, 2013, so result of a lawsuit, and what they wanted is to gain access to the documents about these talking points used by Susan Rice when she got on those Sunday talk shows talking about it was caused by an internet video. And I'll tell you, also, your listeners need to know, Judicial Watch has been seeking these documents, guess since when? October 18th, 2012. And this specific email by this Ben Rhodes, and it might be a good research project for someone to find out what this Ben Rhodes is now doing for a living. The specific
The Obama administration, I believe. He's a higher up now. I think he's still in the administration.
So we promote those who do a good job of essentially lying, because that's what this is, a lie, okay? The Rhodes email was sent on Friday, September 14th, 2012 at 8.09 p.m. with the subject line regarding prep call with Susan, Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
But it wasn't about Benghazi, according to Jay Carney. It's just about general goings-on in the Middle East.
Right.
Let me interrupt you for a second, Sherilyn. There is something I don't understand in this whole thing. I understand what the White House might have been trying to do. Okay, I understand the left, their position, cover it up. I understand the press not wanting to expose it because they're basically, you know, boosters for Obama and his administration. What I don't understand is John Boehner. Why is he not bringing a select committee? Is he finally going to do it? Why, when 180-some Republicans have asked for a select committee and they have the subpoena power, that obviously five different committees couldn't get anything, Jack, you know what, out of anybody but the Judicial Watch, a private, low-funded, publicly funded nonprofit could get it. Why is John Boehner not doing the select committee? I don't understand it. It's in our collective interest as Republicans to support and demonize what's going on in the Democratic Party, and certainly it'll make the Republicans look better. I don't understand. That's more mystifying to me than anything else. At least I understand the rationale behind Rhodes and Carney and Pelosi and Reid and all that they do, party line. But what is John Boehner's reason?
I don't know. And that's a good question. Many people have been asking it. As you know, there's a Congressman Frank Wolf, who sadly is retiring, who has been called. He's done the yeoman's work on this. He is like, you know, he's a one-trick pony when it comes to the select committee on Benghazi. He's still asking for it. He still, you know, thinks that it's necessary. And we don't have it. Can't really get answers as to why. But as we know, I'll tell you, if we did have a select committee on Benghazi, a lot of this stuff would have come out a long time ago, Bruce.
You know, they must have a sex tape. They must have a sex tape on John Boehner. They must have something. It's like they must have something.
Who knows?
We're nearly out of time.
Your listeners can find me on Twitter at Harley Leban, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Leban, L-E-B-O-N.
And I'll talk with you next week, and I look forward to seeing your new website. Stay tuned, everyone. Pastor Drew will join us momentarily. Goodbye. Sherilyn, I'll talk to you very soon.
Land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.